Welcome to the 90th running of the Indianapolis 500. I'm Pat Sullivan with another IndyCast. Well, part of the pomp and circumstance at Indianapolis each May is the appearance of the Gordon Pipers, the famous bagpipe group. With us today, Doug Hardwick. He's a vice president of the Gordon Pipers, and he has great insights into the group and its long history here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
We started playing out here in 63, and I joined the band in 69. And we love coming out here because the fans, the smiles on their faces, the older people and the younger people dancing with us, this and that, and the fact we have the dogs, and we're part of the tradition out here.
Do you play the bagpipes yourself?
Yes, sir. I've been playing since 1968.
Now, my understanding is that is a very difficult instrument to learn.
It's the only four-reed instrument in the world, I believe. And it takes about 6 months to get up to the point where you're actually playing the bagpipes after starting on a practice chanter and learning the music, this and that. But once you learn it, you're able to march and play. And it's a fantastic instrument, and it's been a great hobby of mine over the years.
There are certain traditions at the Speedway, and those traditions are very important. And you mentioned it. The Gordon Pipers are a part of that.
Yes. Back in 1963, Tony Holman and our founder, Dr. Wallace Gordon Beale, got together. And back then, we were the Gasoline Alley 500 Pipers. And at the end of the 1963 season, 1963 race, Tony and Doc got together, and we were named the Indianapolis 500 Gordon Pipers. And they decided there would be four bagpipers in Victory Lane to denote the car coming back on four wheels. The pipers wear white tunics, and the drummers wear black tunics to denote the checkered flag. Just a lot of things go way, way back to 63. Eddie Sachs marched us down the main straightaway our first year out here.
Absolutely. Now, I'm looking at your gear today, and it's a pleasant day, but there's some days you got to be awfully hot out there on that track.
Well, yes and no. Uh-huh. Yes and no. You're out there playing in front of the crowd and enjoying it so much, you really don't realize how warm you're getting until you stop, and then somebody out here will be a nice fan and hand you a cold refreshment.
Now, I've been on the front straightaway for a number of years. Now, do those little dogs go all the way around that racetrack?
On race day, yes, they go all the way around the track. We've carried them a few times, but right now they got more laps around there than Marco does, I believe.
You know, we look around this racetrack, and there are a lot of people who have various jobs and positions here because they have a passion for the Indianapolis 500. And just speaking with you for a few minutes, you share that passion, and you've been involved in the sport.
Yes, I work for Beck Motorsports out of Brownsburg, and have since the inception of the IRL. Before that, I was with the Machinist Union. I've been out here. I started with the band and fell in love with racing, and we just got our deal put together. From what I understand, just talking to a few people, we're going to be running here next week, and we're really looking forward. But yeah, it's a passion with me. Something about this place.
Will you be doing something with that car specifically?
Well, I've been the Vent and Jack man for Beck and IRL since 1996. Of course, now the fuel and the Vent is together, so all I do is the Jack. And when we got bumped out of the race by AJ last year with Little Ari, AJ came down and hired me to do Philippe. And that's what I do on race day. And I've been a mechanic in the past, but anytime the Pipers are playing, I usually don my kilt, leave the garage, and come out and march with them.
Family tradition, because Greg Beck's father was a very big part of the Indy racing scene.
Oh, yeah, Roger is, we always see Roger in May when he comes back, and he's been a big, big part of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, building parts and this and that for teams. Yes, totally.
Now, during the year, the rest of the year, do the Pipers perform functions, benefits? What do they do?
We are ambassadors for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway the rest of the year. We do 55 to 60 performances a year, a lot of parades in the surrounding states, and first question out there is, how's the race going to be next year? You know, we're always talking about the Indianapolis Motor Speedway and the Indianapolis 500, and we travel around and do a lot of performances.
It's so much a part of the race day activities that it's part of the overall build-up, and fans like to carry that build-up all year long. I understand maybe you've got a CD.
We just released our CD in March. It's our first one in 44 years. It's called Tunes from the Brickyard.
Wow.
And you can buy it at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway gift shop at Karma Records, yes.
So, when it comes time to race day performance, like a race driver, are you nervous?
I have butterflies in my stomach playing the bagpipes in front of all these people. I don't know how the drivers wouldn't be nervous.
Any of the drivers ever invited you to any function that they've had or any particular relationships you've developed over the years?
Well, when we ran Billy Boat, I played pretty much my pipes everywhere on the IRL circuit for the church services and the crowds in the garage after the races. And we've got special relationships with people like Robbie McGee and his family Eddie Sachs' son and Roger McCluskey Jr. And, you know, some of the current drivers obviously heard us in Victory Lane.
Well, that's where they want to get, doesn't it?
If you hear the bagpipes on race day at the end of the race, you've done real well.
Well, thanks a lot for taking time with you, Doug.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
Welcome to the 90th running of the Indianapolis 500. I'm Pat Sullivan with another IndyCast. Well, part of the pomp and circumstance at Indianapolis each May is the appearance of the Gordon Pipers, the famous bagpipe group. With us today, Doug Hardwick. He's a vice president of the Gordon Pipers, and he has great insights into the group and its long history here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.